Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we have our bespoke Tech Talk show, which looks at all things high-tech and low-tech that can improve the everyday lives of people with disabilities. But many of our shows also carry technology stories. Now, when it comes to accessing cash, for some time now, banks and building societies have been looking at making their online services more accessible, down to the feel of their cards, their debit and credit cards, and even the cash machines are now talking, and many have large print or colour contrast on the screens. But how do you find the ATMs, and can you feedback information on their reliability? Well, Thomas Pocklington Trust have teamed up with Link to look at just that specific problem. Now, we have with us Marcia De Cordova from Thomas Pocklington Trust. Marcia, thank you for joining us. Perhaps you can tell me a little bit of background to the charity.
Yeah, certainly. Hi, Alan. So Thomas Pocklington Trust is a national charity, and we are committed to increasing awareness of the needs of blind and partially sighted people. And our services that we deliver set about meeting those needs and improving lives. As you've already mentioned, the use of talking ATMs have become more widely available across the country, but actually being able to locate them is still a challenge for blind and partially sighted people. And we discovered just a little under a year ago that there wasn't any apps or anything that would enable a blind or partially sighted person to actually be able to locate a talking ATM. So we at the Thomas Pocklington Trust were looking into whether we could actually create a GPS-enabled app. We spoke to Link last September, and coincidentally at the same time, Link were already in the process of looking at developing an app that would also have the feature of locating ATMs. So that is how our work kind of began with them. And they were actually quite keen to also collaborate with us.
We will be hearing from Link shortly, Marcia, but was that perhaps the only issue that your service users were getting back in touch with when it came to money and handling money?
Blind and partially sighted people have flagged up some other issues when it comes to, you know, accessing their money and managing their money. And these include ensuring that, you know, when they're online, the banking facilities that are available are actually fully accessible and can work with speech reading software or voiceover software. But also, particularly among older blind and partially sighted people, they find it easier to carry out their transactions face-to-face in a high street bank. And we know that nowadays many banks are disappearing from our high street, so that could also be creating an issue for some.
As you say, Marcia, the collaboration was with Thomas Pocklington Trust and Link. Now we have with us Mary Buffy from Link. Mary, thank you for joining us. Tell me about Link.
So Link is the organisation that connects together the ATMs within the UK and enables consumers in the UK to be able to access cash up and down the length and breadth of the country. We have 39 members, which range from building societies to banks to independent ATM deployers.
Now, this project involves creating an app. Where do you start with the initial idea and take that forward?
Link at its heart has an objective to provide customers with safe, convenient access to cash in the UK, and this includes providing tools and information to make access easy for them. Our website currently has a locator which provides information for consumers on Link ATMs, but we know that a large proportion of customers that use the website do so from a mobile device. We wanted to develop an app that puts this information at their fingertips and makes it convenient for them to access information whilst they're on the move. Pocklington also approached us to highlight that an accessible tool would really benefit their customers in finding suitable ATMs. So we commenced on a project to develop the app, ensuring that it would be accessible for blind and partially sighted customers. So the app provides customers with information about 70,000 ATMs in the UK, and essentially it allows them to search for their nearest ATM and get directions to use it. In addition to this, it gives customers the ability to filter the results based on what they're looking for. So, for example, some customers are looking for machines that dispense £5 notes, or they're looking for machines that carry out particular types of transactions. Should they wish to, blind and partially sighted customers can set these filters to only display ATMs that provide audio assistance, and the app will actually remember the filters that you've set and display ATMs that provide audio each time you use it. In addition to this, the app has got a facility called My Favourites, and it gives customers the chance to save ATMs they like to use. So, for example, those that are convenient to work or home, or those that have particular features. It's also got other features such as the ability for customers to provide feedback and also information and hints and tips on how to stay safe at the ATM.
Very, very comprehensive app there, Mary. But what about testing? Has that been quite thorough or taken some time?
Yeah, so we've conducted a number of different types of consumer testing. So we did general testing in a lab with consumers to check that intuitively the app worked for them and they could find the information that they set out to achieve. It was also tested in the field to check that consumers didn't have any problems using the app on the move. And I'd like to say a big thanks to Pocklington, who supported us in testing with blind and partially sighted customers. This really helped us make some changes to the navigation of the app to ensure that it worked in an accessible way. So it's been tested very thoroughly.
As you say, you're looking at mobile devices here. So presumably Apple and Android, it works very well with them. Can it also guide people to the ATMs?
Basically, when you select a particular ATM that you want to be able to use, you can click to obtain directions, so either walking or driving directions, and also gives voiceover directions. It works with Apple Maps and Google Maps as well, and Google, I know in particular, is sort of mapping software of choice for blind and partially sighted customers.
What about updates then? Because, you know, people will hope that there are regular updates and upgrades to the app.
Yeah, so the app checks the entire network of ATMs real time. So in terms of getting the latest information about machines and where they are, it gives a picture about the latest information we hold. And periodically, we will be able to provide updates to the app as we get feedback from customers. So we will launch the first version of the app, but there is a section within there for consumers to provide feedback, either about specific ATMs that they may have used or more general feedback, which we will obviously incorporate into any future work.
What about feedback then from the testing? What's that been like?
Testing overall has been very positive. We've had feedback from customers intuitively about how certain things are used, like the maps and the list and other things. And I think the feedback, pass over to Marcia for comment, but I think the feedback from the testing with blind and partially sighted customers overall was very positive, but they did give us some really great hints and tips on how to, in particular, use things like navigation. So instead of displaying a map with icons on it, when the voiceover technology is activated, the app provides a list of ATMs and reads them aloud, starting with the one that's nearest to you based upon any filters that you may have set. And it's that sort of feedback that's really helped the app to work better for blind and partially sighted customers.
Marcia, what has that feedback been like?
Overall, the feedback was really positive, but also being able to provide the developers with some really useful hints and tips on how to make things just easier, I think has been really beneficial.
When can we get the app and how can we get the app?
So the app is available to download now, free of charge, to any consumers that want to be able to access it. It's on both the Apple and Android app stores. If you want to find out more information about the app and how it works and perhaps read a bit more about the features, you can find information at the Link website, which is link.co.uk.
Fantastic. I think I'll have a try of it myself. Marcia, if people would like to learn more about Thomas Pocklington Trust, where can they go?
Yeah, so people can find out more information about us by visiting our website at www.pocklington-trust.org.uk, and we're also active on all social media channels at TPT General for Twitter and Thomas Pocklington Trust on Facebook.
Marcia and Mary, best of luck with the app and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.